You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
My name is Sophia Ramirez. I'm here with Tim Jones and Jeff Liebescher, and you're listening to the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series. Tim and Jeff are members of the Chicago-based prog rock band Cheer Accident. They released their 26th album, Admission, in June 2025. Thanks so much for coming on, y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks for having.
So the original lineup for Cheer Accident technically comes together in 1981. You release your first album in 1986, and then you play your first show in 1987. Can you tell me a little bit about those formative years and what your original vision for Cheer Accident was?
The reason we say that it started in 1981 is there was a brainstorming session slash jam on New Year's going into 1981 with myself and two high school friends, Mike Greenlees and Jim Drummond. And like, I looked back on it, I'm like, yeah, that was the beginning of Cheer Accident. And then we weren't a proper band until, like, I'd say 1986.
Jeff, tell me a little bit about how you got involved and your early impressions.
Well, I met Tim in school at Northern Illinois University and maintained a friendship after he left. And we ended up living together in a small house in Streamwood, Illinois. And I'm pretty much a pineapple when it comes to some of the details of history sometimes, so you may have to jump in here. But we started just sort of playing. I had my guitar and my amp, and I'd throw a riff in there, and we'd develop it up, and eventually I think Tim had the idea that we could actually turn it into a proper band. So for me, it was exciting because I was coming from a background of never having the idea that I would be in a band. It wasn't like a dream or anything I had. I just enjoyed music.
You've had a few different lineups, a few different labels. Tim, you're a source of continuity. Do you feel like you've been working on the same project with the same vision over the 40 plus years that Cheer Accident has been active? Or has it kind of been several different things at several different points?
There's a consistent aesthetic or approach, but the band has gone through a lot of different iterations. Like sometimes it is a proper band and sometimes it's this nebulous whatever. Like when Jeff and I first started playing together, there was no idea that this was going to continue on. And over the 40 plus years, there's a lot of things that have been incorporated into the band. And we, I would say more than ever, just want people to live in the present at our shows. We don't prefer that people have any expectation. And it's been working out really well. My friend Virginia once said that even though we have these shows that are like 100% structured and we go through all these like complex changes musically, she told me that it feels like an improvisation.
As the years have gone on, we've gotten more and more like that. He mentioned the way the audience has responded, and they've gotten more and more present and like right there with whatever we throw their way.
So throughout this podcast, listeners are going to hear clips from Admission. The music that they hear when they listen to your album, like how does that compare to your shows? Like, is it going to be completely different?
The short answer is yes.
We just did this 16-day tour and we did nothing from Admission.
Zero.
It's really amusing. People come up, I'm the merch guy after the show, and they're like, so which of these albums most represents what you did tonight? I'm like, none of them.
Is that because you have so much material to pull from?
Yeah, there's 40 years to draw upon, and so we're going to. And I love butting up something from like 1988 with something that hasn't even been recorded yet, you know? That's a really satisfying feeling.
How does Admission fit into this body of work?
We're fans of pop music of various sorts, so this is more in that direction, I think.
Yeah, it very much fits in because back in 94, we released our first what we called pop album called The Y Album. And then 12 years later, we released What Sequel, which was in the same vein, more or less. And then however many years later, we released this one, and we were going to play on those other two album titles. But then I thought about it more, and I'm like, we don't want to saddle our pop music with an ongoing concept, basically. Here's just some songs that happen to be catchier and more concise than other things that we do.
Are there any tracks that particularly represent that approach on Admission, or tracks that are just particularly dear to your heart?
To me, that's an easy one, but I think we would have the same answer. If we counted to three and answered at the same time, I bet we would say the same song.
Okay, let's do that.
One, two, three. Cold Comfort.
Oh, awesome.
I think that's one of the best songs we've ever done. I really like how it consolidates a lot of different aspects of what we do, and it manages to be not terribly alienating, except
till the ending.
Maybe the ending takes a bit of a turn, but I really like the sound of that one and the feel, and there's some nice melodies, and it rocks. If I had to point to one song on the album that represents that approach, it would be that song.
So prog rock, progressive rock, is partially defined by this sort of boundary-pushing approach to rock and pop music. How do you keep pushing your own creative boundaries over the course of a 40-year project?
I like the way you put that, because if prog rock were always boundary-pushing, I wouldn't have any issue with it. Yeah. But Steve Albini, he interviewed us a couple of years ago. He asked more or less that same question, but the word punk rather than prog rock. And my answer is pretty much the same. If it's about questioning things and pushing boundaries and forging your own path, I'm all about it. But if it's about fitting into something that already exists, I'm really not interested in it at all. I mean, I'll dork out and talk about what my favorite Yes album is, and it'll be Relayer.
Yeah,
Jeff's favorite too.
You guys really have worked together for a while.
Well, it's actually pretty bizarre. Like, if we sat here and named our top five albums, there'd be a lot of overlap.
At least three, probably. Yeah.
Have you guys always had this overlap, or is this something that emerged as you collaborated and sort of pulled on these influences?
No, we started, the first time we officially met, we started dorking out about bands that we liked, and then we realized there was a lot of overlap.
Well, he had the audacity of looking like Michael Rutherford at the time, so he had a beard, and I'm like, you really do look like Michael Rutherford, and he's like, Genesis is my favorite band, so...
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. 40 years later.
Before we start to look forward, I have to know more about your role in the Chicago Public Access TV show,
uh-oh,
Cool Clown Ground. Please tell me.
We were going to get away without that one. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, this guy, Fred Krueger, his actual name.
Real name.
He's the producer. He came up to me at our Babies Shouldn't Smoke release party and said, I'm doing television now, and I want you guys to be the 90s version of the Monkees. And I'm like, okay, sounds good.
Would you say that you were?
In a sort of abstract
really
way.
Really absurdist, abstract sort of way, yeah.
It worked out really well as far as that stuff went, you know. We have a DVD that compiles 4 really good episodes. I'd like to make 3 or 4 more DVDs, but I don't think people buy DVDs anymore. Speaking of which, we have a DVD coming out next year on Cuneiform Records. They're going to release a live DVD of 2 different shows, and they're also releasing our next album, which I can now reveal the title of. It's called You Smile, The Song Is Over.
What else do you guys have coming up? Do you have any shows, anything that our audience should know about?
We'll be touring with our current octet next summer, which includes Laura Botten, Mike Hagedorn, Jeff Liebersher, Tim Jones, Drone Lair, Ross Feller, Corey Bankson, Alex Percolop.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Of course.
I'm Sophia Ramirez, and I've been speaking with Tim Jones and Jeff Liebersher of Cheer Accident. And you're listening to the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.